1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. We've got something great happening at the local community food center. There's always great things, but we're going to be talking about a tax clinic and financial literacy and what that's all about at the local community food center. And we're thrilled to have Jen Vredeveld joining us in the studio from the local with all the details. Jen, great to see you. Thanks for dropping by.
Thank you for having me.
This is amazing. Jen, let's talk about, there's so much happening with the local community food center.
Absolutely.
All the great meals, all the great community events. But let's talk about this program, if you will, that has now gotten some funding, Tax Clinic and Financial Literacy. So what is this all about at the local?
It's a wonderful question because, what is the local doing running a financial literacy and tax clinic, right? At first, we were kind of confused about why we were doing that, but then we realized how important finances are to food poverty and to getting people out of food insecurity. We just felt like it was a really awesome connection and a connecting point that people feel really comfortable at the local. They feel comfortable coming to us, and we already have the community connector, Julie, so she's already in the community active doing things, so we just thought this was a perfect addition to the local. So we're running from April to April. That's where our funding has come in for now. We're hoping to extend it because it's gone so amazingly well. We've done quite a number of people's taxes, still are doing taxes regularly, and we're doing workshops, which
okay.
is fabulous. Yes.
So again, it's the whole package there. So how does it work? You've had people come to you, and is it open to everyone? What are sort of the stipulations there?
Of course. It's one of those things where, we do tax returns for people with modest incomes, but if that is not quite you, call us. We'll figure out a solution. Right now I'm working with other organizations and seeing what we can do to have additional resources for folks. So the tax clinic runs all year. We do tax returns for anybody with modest income, very simple tax returns because it's myself and volunteers. And it's all free of charge. Everything the local does is always free, which is always fabulous. You never have that extra stressor involved. And we've run a couple workshops already about budgeting and also just safe money practices, because fraud is a big deal right now and people are really worried about that kind of thing. So we're trying to stay, in line with what the community of folks that we work with that come to the local and seeing what they like.
Because you've touched on it right there in terms of Tax Smart Thrive More and the idea of food security or food insecurity, how this really plays a big part of the whole picture, if that's fair to say.
Oh, absolutely, right? My job doing these tax returns and organizing folks to get some financial literacy is when I'm doing tax returns, I want more money, more benefits from the government in your pocket. The government's got what they've got, that's fine, but let's get money in people's hands, because that's where we can actually solve their problems, right?
Yeah.
So if we can get them the extra trillion benefit, if we can get them the HST and GST, if we can get them the carbon tax, we can, work towards the disability tax credit and benefit, there's lots of things that can really just ease that stress just a little bit for folks, and that's what we're trying to do.
And great to hear that there's funding in place for that, so this is going to continue.
Yeah, that's the plan. It's been so successful. We've had such a great attendance rate. People are feeling comfortable. People are coming back. People are telling other people about it. People are excited about it at the local. So we're really hoping that we can go on past next tax season because, we're really seeing the demand for it. And it's a really accessible place. I know you've been there yourself, Jamie, so you're really familiar with the great food, the market, everything else, the wonderful things that we do. This is only just a beautiful addition to really kind of be the cherry on top for some folks, some new things. So.
Exactly. And I'm thinking, with taxes, when you talk about that, it can be confusing, it can be daunting. And so what a wonderful service this is to have available.
I agree. One of the things that when they were considering this role, they're like, should we get an accountant-y type person, somebody who's really proficient with numbers and who's an expert at this? And then they decided against that. And that was, those are skills that, don't get me wrong, those people are amazing and they do incredibly detailed work. But what we wanted is an approachable, no judgment kind of vibe. We wanted people to come in, not feel like, there's this intimidating person who's an expert who, it's me. I've been there. I have lived experience. I've accessed tax clinics. I've been on ODSP and I've been.
And it can be intimidating, as you say.
Absolutely. So it's a really nice way to kind of come back to where I've come through in my own struggles to start providing the service with, some dignity is the word that keeps coming up at the local, right? We want to treat people with dignity,
yeah,
and feeling like they're empowered and that they feel good after they come and see us, whether regardless of what they use the local for.
So. That's awesome. So how do folks get more details about TaxSmart Thrive More? Do they reach out? What's the best way?
Yep, they can reach me. Again, my name is Jen Vredeveld. My extension at the local is 1006. The phone number is 519-508-3663. And my email is TSTM, TaxSmart, Thrive More. So TSTM at the local CFC.org. So
perfect.
Please just call. Come by. Just yeah. Come by and visit us. We're a very friendly bunch, and we'd love to have you.
Yeah, that's right. That's the local out on Erie Street in Stratford. Jen Vredeveld with all of the details on the tax clinics and financial literacy that is available for you. Is there anything else we haven't covered about that, or just reach out if you want any questions or details about
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Yeah, please reach out and ask your questions. We're also developing something really exciting. People are now starting to ask more about what do I do in this situation? How do I manage my budgeting and that kind of thing? And we've done a class and some workshops, and we're planning to do more, but we're also developing individual sessions and a little workbook. So that's in the work. So look out for on your social media at the local, follow us and see what you can do, see what we're doing, because we're going to be doing some individual consultations to go over some budgeting, very simple things.
Yeah. And that's the beauty of the local, not only with the amazing meals, the amazing facility with gardening, but it's been things like these tax clinics. It's been things like electoral voting and getting informed about that. It's really reaching out, because it all does connect, if mm-hmm. you will.
Oh, that's so absolutely true, right? Like, you know, we're a community and we're a community center. Although we deal with food insecurity, we don't discriminate about who's coming to see us, why they're coming to see us. If you want to come and see us and you have food in your fridge, that's great. Come for the community. Come for the friendships. Come for just the atmosphere. Come see the staff. We're all friendly. But in the community access market, of course, right? So we're a big package of awesome things that are very community driven.
Yeah, and drop by and say hi to Jen and all the fine folks there. Jen Vredeveld with the local community food center. Continued success with TaxSmart and Thrive More. This is just great. More great ideas with the local. Thanks so much, Jen.
Thank you for having me.